Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Huge news today. Officially 34 weeks into my pregnancy.
Hey.
So good.
Which, Davo, you don't know, but every week since I announced my pregnancy on the air, Tim has said I need to tell everyone what the fruit or vegetable size is.
Yes. There's apps and it tells you the length of your baby, but in a popular fruit and or vegetable.
Yeah. How fun.
Today, we have made it to pineapple size.
Wow.
Huge.
Spiky.
Look
out. I opened the app this morning. I went, oh, Jesus. So, yeah, definitely feeling that pineapple inside me at the moment, and very grateful that I start my maternity leave at the end of the week.
It's coming. Enough. It's coming.
Yeah. And I think Davo seen me waddling around the office just like, oh, babes. Oh, poor Jess. But I thought, in being my last week on air before I finish up, I might go through some of the things that have surprised me about being pregnant. This is my first pregnancy, and there's a lot of things that people just don't talk about in the open.
I imagine whether it's first pregnancy in particular, but even second pregnancies, you hear stories would be like, it was totally different.
Yes.
Totally different.
Yeah, so, but the things that happen to your body, you're like there has not been one appointment that I've gone to where I've explained to a midwife or an OB what is happening to my body, and they haven't just looked at me and gone, that's pregnancy.
Can you carve a roast with your nipples? Or?
Well, let's start there.
Okay, all right, I guess, sure.
If Damo's brought it up, yeah, why not? The size of these things, the amount they grow,
dinner
wild.
Plates.
Dinner plates, huge.
Hope school pickup's going all right. stick to the school zones, 40 kilometres an hour.
I will say I also learned about breastfeeding a little bit more on the weekend because we did our pregnancy class, and I didn't realise how far into your child's mouth it goes. It is
further in, the easier it is.
Deep latching. Look it up
full
if you've
on.
Never seen it. Full on. balance. This is a big one. You know how clumsy I am pre-pregnancy, Tim.
Yeah.
I've
got security footage of you walking into a door and falling.
Into a door frame.
Door frame and then just falling to
the
ground.
I had the biggest bruise on my arm. People were asking if I was okay, and there's just footage of me walking into a door.
Just
so
collapsing.
You can imagine my clumsiness was already at an all-time high. And over the last 3 days alone, I have hit the same spot in my toe, like stumped my big toe, 3 times just in the last 24 hours.
Well, you got a pineapple swishing around
right?
in
there. Right? Yeah. Your balance is completely off. You get really weird, vivid dreams. Like, I can't tell the difference between, like, dreaming and reality sometimes when I'm asleep.
Well,
so crazy.
I don't know. The receptionist here, Sarah, said she was dreaming about me walking in, just saying her full name and walking off. So, I don't know.
What a dream.
What
I haven't had
mean?
A dream about you yet. Hopefully that one comes.
Why are you hoping for that?
Hair. Hair is strange. It is growing weird places that it's never... I have the hairiest stomach.
Oh.
Oh, girl. Welcome to the club.
Right.
You want to plait it together? Nice little dreadlock, Tim and Jess.
I did not know that this was a thing. I think it might be like having a boy thing because I've got like all this extra testosterone all of a sudden. But it is just...
You've been... Hey, no offense. Well, not no offense. You're not like the ladiest lady we know.
Okay.
You know.
All right, Tim.
Jess is one of the lads.
One of the boys.
So.
Getting a hairy stomach. Like I've been thinking about doing like a maternity photo shoot. And I'm like, every photo shoot I see, these women have these perfect round bellies. And mine's just like stretch marks and hair. Just
Mate,
horrific.
Would love to see that on the beach in a flowy dress for sure.
Yeah, you chuck a bit of like that see-through white stuff over like, you know, a rocky shore somewhere in Torquay.
Always under
That's
a jetty.
A photo shoot. Yeah, 100%.
Always under a jetty.
Pregnancy congestion is a real thing as well. You've just always got a blocked nose. From like my first trimester, I've just been snotty.
Have you heard about the pregnancy nose?
Well, I've been trying to avoid it. Have you noticed a difference?
I haven't, but maybe when you look back on these photos, you go, my nose grew too.
Well,
no,
this is the thing.
You're beautiful.
You don't know me. David, you haven't seen me with my brilliant, like, tiny nose pre-pregnancy. Maybe I do look gigantic.
No, I just think your nose changes. Apparently, it's super common. I haven't looked back at photos of my wife because I don't want to know.
I thought you and Gonzo were cousins.
Oh, okay. Finally, speaking of things getting really big.
There we go.
My Shrek hooves.
Oh,
feet.
Oh,
my
feet
have just got... Oh, there are so many shoes that don't fit me right now.
It's like sideways?
And sometimes they don't go back, apparently. Like, that's just your new feet.
Manifest, they will.
Honestly, my husband said to me, I sent him a picture yesterday. I was like, oh, you know, last week of work. And I sent him a picture from the lift. And he was like, your sandals are holding on for dear life.
Well, sounds like you got a good support system at home. So.
And here in the studio.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Yeah. Made me feel better.
Lucky you. You're Gonzo. Okay, this
is Tim and Jess. So yesterday we were talking about a study that recently came out and it said, removing looks, it is our voice that makes us most attractive.
I remember this quite well.
It's quite often why Tim and I will get stopped in the street and people will be like, oh, that's what you look like.
Yeah, I know. It's a strange thing, isn't it, guys? That deeper voice that apparently makes men more attractive, but this is just natural A1 for me.
That's exactly what you sound like all the time.
They did sort of say lower pitch voices for males are what sort of gets you going, and higher pitch for females is also the other thing that gets you going.
Which is why you and I, Davo, one of the lads.
Yeah.
As I said yesterday.
Hot tradies, you and I.
Three attractive fellas. I feel like we're the opposite on both scales. Like, I feel like I have quite a feminine male voice and you guys have like, I don't want to say it.
No, go on.
We all know what I'm implying.
Tim's called me a troll on more than one occasion. Oh. So.
That's because you live under a bridge. It's not because of how you sound.
And how I smell.
Look, guys, I want to be immersed into this world, right? Mm-hmm. I want to put it to the test. And I thought we could get some gorgeous, gorgeous coolers to cool up and we can guess whether they are hot or not based purely on their voice.
Well, this is true because if you have a hot voice, you know it. Like, you know you sound hot.
Mm-hmm.
But then what if you have low self-esteem but a sexy voice?
No. We want some honesty here. Like, we want you to, like, do some self-reflection, take a look in the mirror.
Maybe you're like, I have a hot voice but a mangin' face. You know what I mean? And we can say we'll be the judge of that. Honestly, we don't care what you look like at this point. We're going to tell you if your voice is hot.
Yeah, okay. That'll do.
It's a brave game. Can I?
Should I not have said your face is maggot?
Yeah, I think you might be pointing us into a dangerous HR-based corner.
True.
Where we, you know, ask people to call up and say, oh, you're so ugly, Kevin. You know, I don't want that.
No, guys, I want to hear someone speak to us and then I want to guess within just hearing their voice whether they back themselves as hot or not.
The real hot voices. When a real deep, deep manly voice on the phone.
Even if you think you could call up and just put on a hot voice.
That's true.
And like speak in your normal voice and then go hot. Go deep or go high, and then we rate the two versions of yourself, and then you can commit to that voice, or we can call you ugly like Davo wants us to do.
No, I never said that. I absolutely never said
that. Day two, wow.
Come on now. Now, give us a call and chat to us, and then look, we'll just see how we feel about
it. I like it. 52232955. If you are hot, or you think you're hot, or you're mangin,
prove it.
Give us a call. And Davo's going to tell you if you're hot or not on this purely audio-based medium.
Yep.
And we are going to rinse some people.
We'll take your word for it looks-wise, but we want to judge you on your voice alone.
Out of the three of us, genuinely, let's have a bit of honesty. Who do we think has the most attractive voice?
It's got to be me.
Okay.
Oh, really? I kind of feel like it could be me.
Well, it's weird.
Because maybe Tim thinks it's him.
I think we're all thinking it's me. But we've all voted for ourselves.
Excellent.
Which is, in a tiebreaker, it defaults to the whitest male in the room.
Maybe when...
Tim, I really want to like you, man.
I know.
I feel like maybe when we judge the callers, maybe they can also in turn judge us.
All right. Who would we like to go to?
Let's go with Lloyd first.
All right. Now, Lloyd from Armstrong Creek. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, ladies and gent.
Hello.
Now, Lloyd... The thing is, I guess it's for Davo, this is new, but I know exactly what you look like.
Yeah.
Jess knows exactly what you look like. So, Davo, this, I guess, is now you can ask some questions.
It falls to you, Davo.
Well, look, what can we ask him? Maybe, what's your favourite takeaway food?
Okay, here we go.
It's got to be, I couldn't KFC's be my favourite out of all of them.
Oh, he's got a bit of gravel in that voice.
Yeah, a little raspy.
What's it like living in Geelong?
Best place to live. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else.
Ooh, a bit too squeaky there, Lloyd.
There was a little bit of a squeak in there.
Oh, give him 5 stars. What do you reckon?
Oh, I'm going to give Lloyd, I'm sorry, Lloyd, a 3-star.
Oh,
average.
Making friends already.
Lloyd, how do you feel, you 3-star thing?
3 out of 5 ain't bad. It could have been worse.
Lloyd, personally, because we know what you look like, because you're a dedicated listener to the show, I would have had you at a 4.
Oh, I'm going to give you a 4.5, Lloyd.
Oh, okay.
Now you're really buttering me up. Yeah.
Well, Lloyd, we can't get complaints against this station. We can't afford another one. So thank you very much.
Thanks all so right. much, Lloyd.
Andrew in Armstrong Creek as well. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Tim. How are you this afternoon?
Oh, that's deep.
Golden throat, Andrew. Hello. Well, you tell me.
Jessica, I'd like to say that out of the three, you have my most favourite voice. You always sound so happy and so full of love.
Oh, thank you, Andrew. Wow. Ooh, 5 stars.
You're going 5 stars.
We haven't met yet, but I'm sure we can make some time.
Oh.
Andrew is toe-yaz, and we're not mad about it.
Andrew.
Look, Andrew, red hot, surely.
Okay, Andrew, I want you to describe your perfect breakfast to Davo, and I think that'll really get us over the line.
Perfect breakfast. Hot cup of tea with scrambled eggs and some slightly crispy bacon and some beautiful French toast.
Oh, bonjour.
I'm not going to judge what he said for breakfast.
Yeah, that was,
but
that was a really sexy sound for quite a basic.
For a cup of tea.
Nah, but Andrew, you've got to be hot as hell, am I right?
Colder than hell.
Oh, Andrew.
This took a sad turn. Back yourself, brother.
I'm a dad bod with a dad voice.
Well, Andrew,
we like a dad bod on this show.
Not bad.
Honestly, I had a terrible feeling that this was going to happen. Self-esteem was going to be put on
the line. I don't know. My self-esteem's through the roof at the moment.
Okay, yeah.
I look forward to the lawsuit.
All right, there we go. Tim and Jess,
the podcast. Robert Irwin, he's about to do the Dancing with the Stars.
You know that I get uncomfortable when you talk about
I'm not talking about our hot ears. We don't need to discuss
can we
that.
Though?
You are both 34-year-old women.
Excuse
Davo,
me, I didn't want to reveal that.
Sorry.
I'm 29.
Davo.
And he is 21. So okay.
Davo's single. You are pregnant, 34 weeks. Chill out. He's a boy.
And married.
Oh, he's hot. Sorry.
So he's about to start Dancing with the Stars in the US.
Yeah.
They've been doing a lot of extra interviews with him, and he's been revealing a few little like behind-the-scenes things of stories we haven't heard from the Irwins, right? He was talking in an interview with People magazine about how he tried to impress a date. Well, they were out driving. They were driving along like a bush road, which I assume would be kind of around near where like Australia Zoo is. Because if you've been out there, it's like right in the middle of the mountains.
Yeah.
Lots of bushland out there. And he said that he went on this date. He was driving her back, and on the road, a snake was crossing the road. And in his mind, he was like, "Yes, here we go.
This is Wheelhouse.
I'm a qualified snake handler."
So he pulls over, stops the car, goes out, grabs the snake, and starts describing the snake to his date.
Isn't she a beauty? You normally you'd find her under a Range Rover, but here she is right now. Will you go out with me?
He rescued the non-venomous snake, took it back with him. Good. He's like, I'm going to take this one back to the zoo.
God, he's gorgeous, but that's just in big ick, isn't it?
Do you think so?
Oh, the getting the snake and being like, I'm going to tell you all about this. No. Yeah.
Don't you think it'd be weird, though? He seems like the kind of bloke that would take a snake bag out with him. So he's like always got a bag ready to pick up a snake.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I'll just take that back to the zoo. He's gone to, I mean, you want an Irwin if you're going on a date.
Right.
And there's a snake
on that's impressive. Like, if you're going on a date with Robert Irwin, you're expecting him to pick up a snake at some point.
Are you?
Aren't you?
I mean, if I was at Karugi with Robert Irwin and he picked up a snake. Like,
I don't think Robert Irwin's taking someone to Karugi.
The spaghetti is thick there, but I don't know if it's like, you know, Eastern Brown level thick.
But I was thinking on 52232955, like that's pretty extreme lengths to go to. Like it's like he planted that snake on his date to look impressive.
Yeah.
Like what?
He's a snake whisperer. He's like, all right, at 4:30,
I mean,
you
we
go
do.
Out on the road.
Like what lengths have you gone to impress a date?
Well, I think this is the thing. You're putting your best foot forward at these situations. You're really trying to bring out the razzle dazzle.
Yeah.
I mean, I know when I was in high school, I tried to impress someone, a guy that I really liked, by learning the drums.
Oh,
now, I took drum lessons.
That's gangster.
That's a long game plan.
It is.
Did you learn the Cadbury ad with the like do 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 do?
I looked like that, but I didn't quite have the same swag, I guess. But yeah, I took months out of my life and money out of my mum and dad's pocket to teach me how to learn the drums so I could be closer to this
bloke. Did you talk to this guy and find out he was a drum player?
I can truly, well and truly tell you, I never muttered a word to this fella.
But the drum solo was excellent every time he walked past.
Like my now husband, the night that I met him, I had just had ACL surgery like 6 weeks earlier.
Hot.
And I had just taken off my brace like a week before I met him at this speed dating night. And so one of the first things I said to him was, oh, do you want to check out my new knee? And he was like, come again.
And you got married.
Yeah. And I did like a catwalk for him. I was like, look how good it works.
I'm so glad you impressive. Found each other because I don't think it would have worked on anybody else.
That's really, it feels like you were the right flavour for each other there. That's fantastic.
Now, we received a few messages online at K-Rock Geelong. Always shoot them through. A couple of stories from a couple of people essentially going to gyms saying that they would load up and try and like impress them at the gym. Have you guys ever tried, Dave, have you ever tried to impress somebody at the gym before?
At the gym? That's not my wheelhouse to impress someone.
I didn't want to assume.
I look like a goblin at the gym. I'm just sweating. There's hair everywhere.
I will say, like, when I do like someone, I will often see, like, what vibe they are. If they're more like my, emo-esque alternative guy, I will definitely lean into that side of my personality.
Have
you? Eyeliner gets thicker every single time you see them.
Have you gotten a tattoo for a guy yet?
Oh, no, not for a guy.
No.
That's good.
I kind of did. Not for a guy. I have a tattoo that says love conquers all. I have since learnt love does not conquer all.
Okay. That's good to know.
We're learning so much about Dave O.
I didn't realize that I was doing something impressive to this girl. Mm-hmm. Now, this girl has ended up to be my wife and the mother of our child.
Did you show off your knee?
No, I didn't do a catwalk of my hairy legs for her. That came much later, after marriage. Of course. But when I met, she just moved out and had no furniture. And she was like, hey, do you want to come over and help me put furniture together? And I was just like, yeah, sure, of course. Like anything to spend time with you, that'd be awesome. And apparently me putting together furniture in her new house was the deal sealer.
Yeah, I mean, acts of service, that's handy. It saved her a job. I'd be sold.
Well, honestly, if you're going over to build a girl a bed, I feel like we all know where that's ending up. Come on.
I don't kiss and tell. That's not a story for now. This is
Tim and Jess. Tim, there is a neuroscientist, Dr. Dean Burnett, who's been working on the perfect comebacks if someone throws an insult your way.
Okay. Mm. Well, thank God someone's looking into it.
Scientifically, there is a method to this madness to make yourself look better. Right? When you come out in a situation like this, if you're being, someone's harassing you or bullying you, saying nasty things.
Okay.
Or if you just want to get on top of a friend.
So what, just saying like, rack off your dog is no good? Or
he didn't put this in the study.
I reckon that's a solid one.
I like rack
off
your dog.
Before we get into the science, rack off is an underrated thing.
It really is, hey. Yeah.
Really? Like, say something, I'll tell you to rack.
Okay.
Rack off! Sorry, there we go.
It's aggressive.
Really
like
good.
It.
Sorry, I'm a bit more shouty.
Basically, he suggests flipping the script so your insulter looks like the foolish one, right? So use humor to break the tension and don't give the insult power over you. So if you could do that in a sentence, all three of those things, you've mastered getting out of an insult.
So is it per situation or has he got it like a word for word response?
He's suggested a few. Could possibly work. His number one insult comeback, I think you guys are going to love. It's not as good as rack off your dog.
Okay.
Well,
that's a shame.
But it's up there.
I'm not a scientist either.
So, Tim, I asked you during that song to feed Davo a line.
Yeah, an insult.
So that Davo could insult me and I could come back with the scientifically best insult return.
I mean, this felt like the safest way to go about this, as I've only just met you, Jess, so it would have been really horrible for me to just whip out something I've been thinking.
She came up with that really quick.
Yeah. So just remember, it's going to be coming out of Davo's mouth, but it's come from my brain.
Okay, here we go. You will say the insulting line, and I'll come back with the insult retort.
Yeah,
here we go.
Right. Hey, Jess, I'm really glad that you only wear glasses while you are using a screen because personally, I don't think they would suit you all the time.
Oh, calm down, Grandma.
That met none of the criteria that you discussed. That's his number one.
That is number one. He says that it works because it puts the insulter in a ridiculous, unfashionable, out of touch category. Especially funny if they're young and obviously not a grandma. Because if they're your grandma, then you say, calm down, grandma. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
Right. So it works on anyone.
Apparently. Except your grandma. Other suggestions. Tim, if you could throw another insult at me, I'll give you a different retort.
Off the dome.
Ask me to explain something to you. Like, tell me.
Okay. Jess, can you answer me to why I'm so frustrated every day when I see you?
Would you like me to explain it to you with crayons?
That's better. Really good. Yeah. That is better. Yeah. Mm.
He said this one is best used when someone questions, you know, like something insulting your ability, intelligence. Yeah. It turns the insult back on them, you know, implying that they're the ones who need help understanding, and with crayons because they're such a child.
Does he have any more suggestions?
There is one more.
I'm not brave enough to do this.
No, come up with one on your own.
Can you call me Fat Tim?
Oi.
I don't
know.
Can I call you something else?
This is the specific example he's given. Okay.
Well, I'm not going to look at you while I do
that. Okay, all right, sure.
I don't like this.
Hey, Jess.
Oh. Yes, Tim?
Can I add a little bit?
Yeah, go on.
You fat fatty. I'm so sorry.
Oh, look, I should hope I'm pretty fat, Tim. I've spent enough money to get this way.
Oh, this is a scientist.
So, no, I feel bad because I feel like I've come out on top there and I don't like that I've got body
shame. He said that this is...
You just called a pregnant woman that. That's
horrible. Yeah, it's only because of the baby. It doesn't help.
He said that one is an example of like a self-deprecating twist. So if you self-deprecate...
Right.
It makes the...
I don't know if this person's ever met another human being.
In all honesty, I actually think a great comeback when someone insults you is you just going back, oh, good on ya.
Yeah.
Because I think that really just puts the ownership back on them and you feel silly. I mean, I've had that served to me a few times.
Oh. Honestly, like a mocking goes down well. Like you go, that's
that's a bit of fun.
Like it seems the tension. But I, the first one essentially, you have scientifically brought us that okay boomer is the best comeback.
Calm down, grandma.
Okay boomer. Yeah. I think that's a good one.
Personally, I think I'm still going to go with rack off your dog.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going to bring that one in.
We started there and I think we should finish there. Yeah. It's a nice little circle.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Good buddy.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.